The power of divine assistance. Baha'u'llah Abdul Baha Shoghi Effendi. The power of divine assistance. From the writings of Baha'u'llah. 1. Be not dismayed, O peoples of the world, when the day star of my beauty is set, and the heaven of my tabernacle is concealed from your eyes. Arise to further my cause, and to exalt my word amongst men. We are with you at all times, and shall strengthen you through the power of truth. We are truly almighty. Whoso hath recognized me will arise and serve me with such determination that the powers of earth and heaven shall be unable to defeat his purpose. 2. Let not your hearts be perturbed, O people, when the glory of my presence is withdrawn and the ocean of my utterance is stilled. In my presence amongst you there is a wisdom, and in my absence there is yet another, inscrutable to all but God, the incomparable, the all-knowing. Verily we behold you from our realm of glory, and shall aid whosoever will arise for the triumph of our cause with the hosts of the concourse on high and a company of our favoured angels. 3. Dost thou believe thou hast the power to frustrate his will, to hinder him from executing his judgment, or to deter him from exercising his sovereignty? Pretendest thou that aught in the heavens or in the earth can resist his faith? Know by him who is the eternal truth, nothing whatsoever in the whole of creation can thwart his purpose. Know thou moreover that he it is who hath by his own behest created all that is in the heavens and all that is on the earth. How can then the thing that hath been created at his bidding prevail against him? 4. By the righteousness of God. Whoso openeth his lips in this day and maketh mention of the name of his Lord, the hosts of divine inspiration shall descend upon him from the heaven of my name, the all-knowing, the all-wise. On him shall also descend the concourse on high, each bearing aloft a chalice of pure light. Thus hath it been foreordained in the realm of God's revelation, by the behest of him who is the all-glorious, the most powerful. 5. They that have forsaken their country for the purpose of teaching our cause, these shall the faithful spirit strengthen through its power. A company of our chosen angels shall go forth with them, as bidden by him who is the Almighty, the All-Wise. How great the blessedness that awaiteth him that hath attained the honour of serving the Almighty. 6. Great is the blessedness of him who hath in this day cast away the things current amongst men, and hath clung unto that which is ordained by God, the Lord of names, and the fashioner of all created things, he who is come from the heaven of eternity through the power of the most great name, invested with so invincible an authority that all the powers of the earth are unable to withstand him. Unto this beareth witness the Mother Book, calling from the most sublime station. 7. This is the most great, the most joyful tidings imparted by the pen of this wronged one to mankind. Wherefore fear ye, O my well-beloved ones? Who is it that can dismay you? A touch of moisture sufficeth to dissolve the hardened clay out of which this perverse generation is moulded. The mere act of your gathering together is enough to scatter the forces of these vain and worthless people. 8. The source of courage and power is the promotion of the word of God and steadfastness in his love. 9. He verily will aid every one that aideth him, and will remember every one that remembereth him. To this beareth witness this tablet that hath shed the splendour of the loving kindness of your Lord, the all-glorious, the all-compelling. 10. Every single letter proceeding from our mouth is endowed with such regenerative power as to enable it to bring into existence a new creation, a creation the magnitude of which is inscrutable to all save God. He verily hath knowledge of all things. 11. It is in our power, should we wish it, to enable a speck of floating dust to generate in less than the twinkling of an eye suns of infinite, of unimaginable splendour, to cause a dewdrop to develop into vast and numberless oceans, to infuse into every letter such a force as to empower it to unfold all the knowledge of past and future ages. 12. We are possessed of such power, which, if brought to light, will transmute the most deadly of poisons into a panacea of unfailing efficacy. 13. Say, beware, O people of Baha, lest the strong ones of the earth rob you of your strength, or they who rule the world fill you with fear. Put your trust in God and commit your affairs to his keeping. He verily will through the power of truth render you victorious, and he verily is powerful to do what he willeth, and in his grasp are the reins of omnipotent might. 14. By the righteousness of God, should a man all alone arise in the name of Baha and put on the armour of his love, him will the Almighty cause to be victorious, though the forces of earth and heaven be arrayed against him. 15. By God, besides whom is none other God, should anyone arise for the triumph of our cause, him will God render victorious, though tens of thousands of enemies be leagued against him. And if his love for me wax stronger, God will establish his ascendancy over all the powers of earth and heaven. Thus have we breathed the spirit of power into all regions.